Blog Talk
Hello.
Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm here to inform, entertain, and enlighten you, the listening audience. So let's learn something tonight. I'm here every Monday and Thursday at 6:30 p.m. My guest tonight is Mr. Eddie LaVert, Jr. Unfortunately, Ms. Belinda Michaels has not called in yet. So we're going to do our first interview with Mr. Eddie LaVert, Jr. Our recommended reading for tonight is from... Hello, Mr. LaVert. How are you doing?
Hey. How you doing? I'm good.
I'm doing great. Great. Glad you could call in. Ms. Michaels hasn't called in yet, so you're going to be the first interview tonight.
Okay. What's
happening with you? I hear a lot of great things going on.
I'm just working hard, trying to put on some things coming up, some events with the record label, working on a couple of movie projects. We're working on... some things for the All-Star Weekend down in Orlando, Florida. We're working on a concert and a couple other things. That's it. Working on a book project
okay.
And a movie project for
working
the LaVert.
Working on a book project.
Yeah, for the LaVert
oh,
family.
Oh, okay. That sounds wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
Working on a soundtrack for the Spike Lee. Executive produced movie, Michael Pinkney directed. It's called You're Nobody Then Somebody Kills You. We're doing the soundtrack for that. Just working hard, trying to, make some good music and make some other things. Plus, also we have the Shadows of a Legend reality show, which entails me, Eddie LaVert Jr., Lou Rawls Jr., Marvin Gaye the Third, Teddy Pendergrass Jr., David Ruffin Jr., a lot of sons of legendary, they have legendary dads and entertainers.
Wow. Oh, okay. Eddie LaVert, I welcome you to the Show Talk with Angela Butler. Your family is legendary. As all the listeners probably already know, you're the son of Eddie LaVert Sr., Mr. Eddie LaVert Sr., you also the eldest brother, Gerald and Sean LaVert, and I'm so happy to have you on my show tonight.
Angela, anytime you need me, I'm there for you. Anytime.
Thank you. You're
and
a great person.
I appreciate you asking me to come on to your show.
And I appreciate you coming on.
Bye-bye.
Did you make any New Year's resolutions? This year?
Yeah. Just to, live life right and stay up on top of everything, That's it. Try to stay close to God.
Oh, okay. Your company,
yeah.
LaVert Entertainment, is a young company. Where are you trying to take this company? And what is LaVert
We're trying to go to the top of everything. Music, movies. Movies, radio, TV, everything. We try to go to the top of the level.
Oh, okay. Movies, everything.
Yeah. We're always looking for good new artists.
Is your company actors, actresses,
any good projects that might sound good or whatever, they can get in touch with you. And you can get with me and send me, inform me anything that you get.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Yes, sir.
We had a meeting over the other night. Last night.
I have a caller.
Steve Harvey's right there.
Hello, I have a caller.
Yes, this is Belinda Michaels.
Hi, Ms. Michaels. Could you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
If you don't mind. I have Mr. Eddie LaVert Jr. on. Thank you.
Hello?
Okay, I'm back.
Hello?
Okay. Is your company international, Mr. LaVert?
Right now, no, but we're going to conquer all of that. going to conquer. We have distribution through Universal Worldwide, You know, we are ready to go international, but we haven't went yet.
Do you have a network like Oprah Winfrey yet, or have you gotten there
well,
yet?
I'm actually doing a joint venture with a new network coming out. It's called Punch TV, and we're doing some joint ventures on some new TV programming across the U.S. It's brand new, but it's going to be up and coming.
Oh, okay.
PunchTV.net.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Do you have a reality show going on? Are you trying to come out with a reality show?
Yeah, the one I was just telling you about with the Sons of the Legends, with all of us, Lou Rawls Jr., Teddy Pendergrass, Marvin Gaye's son, David Ruffin.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Yeah. Is
it out yet?
Yeah. No, we start filming next month.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And our goal is to bring back some of the old good music and to groom some of these new acts to be in legends instead of one-night wonders.
Oh, okay, a legend. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you know, we don't have no
legends.
I mean,
legends.
I don't know what you're going to call a legend from the new generation. But you know how back in the day, you got the OJs, the Temptations, the Edgematics. Those are legends, you know? I don't know what our new legend is going to be like yet.
Okay. Eddie LaVert, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I hope to be successful businessman.
Already successful.
You know, take care of my family, take care of my people, trying to help others, and that's my goal, to be helpful to the people. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of money, a lot of things from the public. It's time to give back too. You know what I'm saying? Any way we can. It don't have to be money all the time.
Okay, you are the CEO.
Yes.
You are the CEO of LaVert Entertainment, and I just like to say you're a self-made businessman in your own right.
Yes, ma'am.
But I just have one question.
Yes.
You have never had a CD, have you? May I ask why?
No, I never. I never sung. Drug sign. I used to always play the OJs when we was young, and we used to play the OJs, but they threw me out the group.
Oh, okay.
Sorry
to hear that.
The group, but it was good. You know, I did all the bit, red management, and so on and so on, things like that. So I learned a lot. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are a very smart business. It started a company, as I mentioned earlier, called LaVert Entertainment Incorporated. Why did you do this? Why did you decide to start a company of your own?
I always wanted to have my own record label. That was one of my goals, to have my own label, like a Universal, to put out the music I want to put out. You know.
Okay.
And we just didn't want to be a music company. We wanted to, like I said, films, books, TV, sports, the whole nine, everything in the entertainment field. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay. What is the name of your foundation, and what does it do? You have a foundation.
The foundation we're working with now is Home Away from Home out of Atlanta, Georgia. Inger Coleman Moses is is the person I'm working with on that. And she does, she's the founder. And she helps homeless people domestic violence and all that kind of good stuff there.
We're also working on lupus
to help fight lupus. We're working on that because she suffers from that, and that's one of our goals this year, to help raise money for lupus.
Okay, lupus.
Artistic kids. Yeah, we're trying to do something for that. We're actually trying to work on something this summer with, I don't want to say who, but yeah, I'll go to Tony Bachelor and Patti LaBelle for a benefit concert. So, yeah, we're working on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
for lupus.
Wonderful.
For lupus. understand that. Yeah.
Okay, yes. That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. I know the ladies listening want to know this. Are you married, Mr. LeVert? Eddie LeVert,
no, I'm not
are you married?
Not married. I have one kid. She's grown.
Okay.
One
kid right,
and
ladies.
One granddaughter. Yeah.
All right, ladies, you hear that? He's single.
Yeah, single.
Are you trying to bring more positive image to the R&B entertainment industry as a whole with your company?
We're definitely trying to do that because R&B right now is really suffering. You know, rap has really took over the airwaves, and we're just trying to build the two together to be on the same level. I don't know, you know, I guess more kids are buying rap nowadays instead of the R&B, so we have to make it beneficial for both of them and kind of put them together and mix it up. So we can all eat together.
Oh, all right.
That's one of the goals,
to unite
everybody in the business together instead of everybody working against each other. Let's put it together and make money together, you know? That's how we need to do it.
Yes, I believe you're right. Work together instead of working against each other to tear each other down. Work together to build each other up. You have a great concept, and more people should do that.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
How are you going to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday?
Well, you know what? That's coming up in, what, 2 weeks? Two weeks?
Yeah, about January 16th. Everybody's
off
work and everything.
Yeah, I really don't know yet, but if you got something going on that I might need to be involved with, let me know. And I'll come and celebrate with y'all. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you're welcome to come to where I live at and celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll come back down there.
Okay, you'll come back down. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's wonderful. You had some good fried chicken when you came down last time.
Oh, yes, I did. It was some good food, period. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a group of singers, a group? Are a singer that you listen to often?
Me? I listen to the old school. I listen to Frankie Beverly, the Whispers. I listen to some of the new school. I like, you know, I like Lil Wayne. I like, you know, I like, I like Drake's school. But I'm mostly old school, you know.
You're
I like the old school,
school,
you know.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I know that this may seem inappropriate to bring this up, but my condolences goes out to you and your family on the death. I know it's been a little while on Mr. Sean and Gerald LeVert. My condolences go out.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who influenced you the most growing up?
My mama.
She must be a great person.
She kept me focused on what I need to do, you know. And she's still on me right now, you know.
she wanted
me to do right and keep focused on the things that I do. So that's what keeps me focused.
All right. I was gonna ask you, I have already asked you, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you
see yourself
with your, you say in 5 years you see yourself being very successful, but you're already successful, Eddie. So
I'm successful as
I like for you to elaborate on that.
I'm very successful in life. I'm good. It's all about the money too. You know, sometimes you're successful and just living, you know.
Okay. So you kind of like the singer, I forgot her name, I can't think of her name right now, where she says you can be living but you're not really alive.
That's right.
Nicki Minaj or something like that. I forget
Nicki
her name.
Minaj.
Excuse me, Nicki Minaj. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I really got to go because I'm actually on my way to an event with and Waka Flocka is having tonight, the rapper Waka Flocka. He's having an event tonight here in Atlanta, and I'm going to go to an event that Shaq and them are having at down here in Atlanta too tonight. So I got
all right,
to address,
well, thank you for coming on the
and
show.
And I appreciate you having me on, and I'd like to say hello to America, and love y'all, and everybody takes care, and let's get a great New Year's in. Let's get a great New Year.
Thank you for coming on the show.
I appreciate you. All right, man. Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, that was Eddie LaVert Jr. I apologize that I could not have my guest, Ms. Belinda Michaels, on the show. I apologize for that profusely. But the show will go on. What we're going to talk about tonight is the fact that, we'll talk about Ms. Belinda Michaels, even though she was not here. Ms. Michaels, as you know, was an actress. Oh, I'm sorry. There she is. Thank you. Ms. Michaels.
Yes, how are you?
Ms. Michaels. Hi, I apologize for that. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Tonight we have with us Ms. Belinda Michaels. Belinda Michaels is an actress, writer, and director. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
how
to you, Angela.
And okay. Belinda, did you make a New Year's resolution?
Actually, I just kind of, I guess you could say lean on God first is what I do in the beginning of every year, sort of what I believe in.
Okay. All right. That's good. I do the same, and I'm sure many
mm-hmm.
others agree profoundly with what you just said. How old were you when you decided you wanted to be an actress?
You know, I would say, you know, I've always wanted to act when I was younger, maybe like around 11, 12, 13, around there somewhere. I kind of was in the mirror thinking I could act. So, and I guess I actually did something about it when I went away to school and I minored in theater. And then actually, I guess around 25 or so is when I actually did it on a more professional level.
Oh, okay. What do your family think about your choice to be an actress in the beginning?
My family's very supportive.
Family.
Very supportive. They've known I've always had a passion for the arts, so very supportive and proud. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What is your educational background?
I am a degreed computer analyst, actually. I know it has nothing to do with entertainment, but pretty much what I went to school for, minoring in theater and music as well. Very strong background in theater classes, back living in New Jersey, and private coaching with acting. So that's kind of where I am.
Okay. All right. When did you first audition for Mr. Tyler Perry?
Well, actually, I want to change that word, audition. I sent a proposal to his casting department for consideration as an independent contractor with my company for casting. And actually, upon that proposal, I guess about 30 days later, 30 to 60 days around there, I received a phone call from his casting department, seeking to use some of my talent. So there you go.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Is Mr. Paris funny on the set? He is in his films and theatrical plays?
You know, Tyler Perry is serious about his work. And I guess the best thing I could say to answer that would be he's a very dedicated, hardworking, serious individual. And That's probably the best way I could answer that. I don't know about being funny. I guess he has a sense of humor.
Oh,
but
okay.
You know what I mean? But when it comes to work, yeah.
He works. He works. Okay. You know, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You're a writer and director, and you're also an actress. Am I correct?
Correct.
So I guess I would call you a triple threat. I mean, because you're versatile. You're a versatile actress. You're a writer. You're a director. You know, so you really have a lot of talent out there. I mean, you have so much talent in you, not out there, but in you. So I'm very impressed, you know, to see an African-American female on the rise like you are.
Wow. Thank you.
yes, I am. Do you also have a casting company? And what is the name of it?
BM Entertainment, Inc., /DBA of BME Casting.
Could you tell the listening audience a little about your company?
Yeah, I built a company in 2007 here in Atlanta, Georgia. And basically we cast for TV, film, theater, and runway. Basically that's kind of what we do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it Quarantine Internet Movie Database, IMDb, you cast two films, Grapes on a Vine and Three Can Play That Game. Three Can Play That Game, was Ms. Vivica A. Fox?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
All right. Was it easy to cast for that film, Three Can Play That Game?
Three Can Play That Game, actually, we did the extra casting for that. I think we did about 250 extras in that particular production, and I would say no.
Okay.
It was a
All
lot
right.
of work.
It was a lot of work.
Yes,
okay.
It was. It was fun, but it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. It was just a lot of work, and it was a 4-week project, so that was a good thing about it. And but it was fun. I have to admit, it was a lot of
okay.
fun and very tiring.
All right.
But it was good.
You sound like you have some good memories of that.
I do. I really do. I really do. We had a ball. We had a good time. It was really good.
Oh, okay. All right. You also worked with Mr. Alfred Robbins on Grapes on a Vine.
Yeah.
Did you cast a lot of people for that film? The writer and director,
Alfred
Robbins?
Yeah, I was
Alfred
the casting
Robbins.
Director for that particular project. And that was a... that was good, too. That was a lot of fun. Al is, he is, like, the easiest person to work with like in the whole freaking world. I mean, he's just like a non-complainer. He's a non-confrontational. I mean, he's just, he was the casting director, and I was the director, because he would just be more like, what do you think about that actor, Belinda? I mean, he was asking my opinion, you know, of what I thought. I'm like, well, wow. So he's just a very, very, very good person, and easy, as you say, easy, very, very easy to work with, absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. That's wonderful. We're going to talk about your stage play.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it is a stage play, The Agent, Untold Secrets.
Correct.
It was released when?
Mm-hmm. Actually, the full title is The Agent, Untold Secrets, The Belinda Michaels Story.
Okay.
We did that play at the 14th Street Playhouse, September 10th, last year. And at this time, it cannot be bought, but as of yet, but, you know, in 2012, later in the year, we are working on that for later in the year for people to be actually to go out and buy the play. So.
Okay, so you'll be able to go out and buy the play. Okay, maybe I could get a copy.
I'll make sure you get a personal one, Angela.
Yeah, I hope so. Autographed and everything.
Okay.
For me and my granddaughter.
Oh, okay. Not a problem.
Okay. What is your stage play about? I know it's dealing with a serious issue, and I already know what it's about, but could you tell my listening audience?
Mm-hmm. It's based on the story of my life, building up to me becoming a casting agent, It's just a whole build of how I got to where I am as a casting agent. Some of the trials and tribulations, some of the decisions that I made perhaps weren't so great, and how I came out of those decisions, and also the trials and tribulations that I personally had dealing with domestic violence, and how I have endured that in my life and overcome that out of it, and that the whole thing, and how I empowered myself to be free from it, with highlights and upbringing with my adopted mom. So you see a lot of that. My mom was an evangelist. She was a preacher. So you see a lot of, we call her Mama Lorraine in the production. So you see a lot of Mama Lorraine and a lot of different characters that were in my life and currently actually are in my life. Dwight Eubanks, dear friend of mine, you'll see him. He's a part of it as well. And it's just a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun. But also...
Okay.
The whole purpose of this story is to empower women, period, not just women that have gone through or are currently going through domestic violence, but to empower women, period. So that is the whole purpose of my reasonings for sitting down, writing the story, and, you know, putting it actually on live on stage so people could see it.
Okay. What advice would you give a woman in an abusive relationship or marriage? What advice could you give? Would you
The first thing I would say is get out. And I say that strongly, and I got a little loud when I said that because it's important. Do whatever you have to do. Go to a family member, a friend, a church member, a pastor, whoever. If you cannot, you know, do it yourself, find someone that can help you. Be discreet on your final destinations of where you are, especially if your life has been threatened. It's important for women to file restraining orders when their mate is being domestic, you know, violence, abuse, or whatever you want to say. It's very, very, very important, and that's one of the stronger points in the play of where there's a young lady in a shelter, and Miss Gracie tells her, "You need to go. Did you file that restraining order?" And she comes up with all these excuses. "Oh, Miss Gracie, you know, yada yada yada." And it was just so imperative for her to file that restraining order. And the young, her baby daddy, I guess you could say, came back to the shelter and tried to assault her again. And it takes that for a woman sometimes. Unfortunately, we have to go through so much before we understand, okay, I need to get a restraining order, or I need to get out, or I need to move away, or I need to cut myself from this person. So it is important to get out, especially if you feel threatened. If it's something where you can't just go to your pastor and sit down and have a consultation and talk about, you know, a situation, if it's beyond that, if it's beyond consultation, then you need to get out, and that's my advice.
Okay. All right. And I'm sure you've helped hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people. I know I don't have millions of listeners, but those who did listen, I hope they took your advice and listened.
Yes, and I do too. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you may have saved a life tonight. Okay, who's the person you would like to work with in a film, a television, a theatrical drama the most?
You know, I'm going to say, and this might be strange for people, but Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith together combined in a film, and that would just be, like, incredible for me.
Okay, that would be incredible for you. I can imagine.
I think
imagine.
That would be awesome. And I think I would just like to see that. I really would like to see it, period. And I definitely would like to be a part of the project. So.
You would like to be a part of the project. I don't blame you.
Absolutely.
You won't
be
it.
I think that would be incredible. Yeah. Because they're both powerhouses individually. Imagine them together.
Uh-huh.
Wow. You know?
Oh, to see them together. Oh, that sounds great. That sounds like a smart. That sounds like it would be incredible. Something very very much worth watching. Do you sing Belinda Michaels?
Do I sing?
Do you sing? I just had to ask.
You said sing?
I didn't see anything about you singing. Do you sing? I didn't see anything in your bio or anything about singing, but I thought I'd ask it.
Oh, so interesting you asked that. Actually, I don't sing anymore. I mean, I can sing, but I'm not. I don't do it professionally anymore. But that's how my career started, actually. I got a recording contract with Warlock Records of New York, and my career started with music, singing. I used to sing with my mom, opening up when she used to preach all over, and I just always loved to sing, and I looked up and got a record deal and traveled and did a lot of great stuff with that. And so that's how it all began, actually. And then I got my agent, and we went from there.
Oh, okay. You sound like you're very talented. I called you a triple threat. Maybe it's a quadruple threat.
I love it.
You know,
love it.
Quadruple threat. You know, love you're
it.
Very talented. Okay. what I was going to ask is, do you have any organizations that you support or anything like that that you currently support, you know, that you're involved with?
Yeah, I support Partners Against Domestic Violence. Actually, we, PDAF.org, actually, and we had them. They were a part of you know, of the play and everything, and one of our sponsors and stuff. But we, I definitely support them with their Partners Against Domestic Violence, and that is exactly what they are. I mean, I can't even say more about it because that's exactly what it is. They have partnered with domestic violence, and they help people, women and children that have gone through domestic abuse and to find shelter for them and all that counseling and all that stuff that is so needed. So to be able to support that is important, but also that is another avenue that some of the women can go to for support. So
okay.
I'm heavily supporting that as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I was going to ask you, who was your role model growing up?
Who
was your role model?
I don't want to sound cliche or anything,
but my
mom.
Say God,
they actually
were
my mom. I mean, I'm not trying to sound corny, but and the reason I say that is because I grew up in a single home. My dad died when I was about 12, and I was adopted, and a lot of that comes out in the story of my godmother was my real mom. And I found that out at 13 from a cousin at a Christmas party, and just a lot of stuff that I've gone through. And I dealt with that for so many years. Yeah, I dealt with that for so many years. It was quite a trip. And all that comes out in the play. But and then the reason I say my mom is my role model is because she you know, my mom died with the baby. The baby died in my mom's stomach, and she went into a coma for 9 months, not knowing how she was going to live or doctors or whatever was going to happen. And that's kind of how I came along, because the baby that died, when she woke up 9 months later in the hospital, it was like, okay, where's my baby? And they had to explain to her, the baby's not here anymore, it died, and et cetera, et cetera. And so there was a young girl in the hospital that had a child, which was me, and wanted to give her child up. So it's so deep. I could go on and on and on. But basically, because of that and a lot of other things that I can go on and on forever, my mom is my role model because she was in a coma for 9 months, and she came out of it, and she believes that the grace of God got her out of that. And from then on, my mom was preaching the gospel.
Preaching the gospel. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. That's a testimony. I hope the people listening, when you are able to go out and it's available to purchase her.
Okay, sorry about that. Go ahead.
Purchase Belinda Michaels' stage play, please say the name of it again so my listeners can hear you say it, that you go out and purchase it when it's available. I believe it's called The Agent, the Belinda Michaels Story, Untold Secrets.
That's correct.
The Agent, Untold, the Belinda Michaels Story.
Correct.
Yes. Very moving, very moving. And you definitely deserve all the success that you're having and that you are going to have, as many blessings that God can bring to you. Also, I wanted to know, so my listening audience will know, the male listeners and listeners will know, are you single?
Am I single? Ooh, put me on the spot, are you?
Did I put you on the spot? I didn't mean to.
I may not be, but, you
okay.
know.
Okay, all right. I'll leave it at that. Leave it at that. I put you on the spot. I should not have did that. I apologize. But sometimes my listeners will send me little emails and things, and they'll kind of, well, you didn't ask, was this person this or that? So, and, you know, I should have let you know ahead of time. All right. okay. What other projects do you have coming out besides the stage play? Is there anything else you're working on?
Yes, I'm actually, we have the Untold Secrets book that we're looking to come out in the end of 2012. And we also have a reality show that is based on the project as well that we are currently working on. So,
okay, maybe you could tell the listeners where they can go find your book. Or it's not out yet.
Well, actually, what you could probably do is, I'm sure that you'll be able to go to Barnes & Noble's and you'll be able to go to the typical bookstores to, to check it out. But what the people could do is go to my fan page on Facebook, which is Belinda Michaels fan page, and that way you can kind of keep up with, exactly when the release date and all that great stuff, when that's going to happen.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I've enjoyed having you on the show, Miss Belinda Michaels. I hope you come back. I hope I didn't put you on the spot. listeners.
Next time, you'll ask me.
Yeah,
it was the first time you had sex, Belinda. No, I'm kidding. So,
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm
sorry. And I'll be like, I haven't yet. But anyway, it's been my pleasure.
Okay, well,
my pleasure ends a lot.
Okay. All right, sorry about that. I hope you come back to the show, to the show talk with Angela Butler. I hope I can have you back as a guest again.
Absolutely, absolutely. More than glad to.
More than glad to. And I wish you the best in your endeavors, and all your projects, and many blessings. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we've had with us Eddie LaVert Jr., the son of Bell, the son of the OJs. Lead singer, Eddie LaVert Sr. He's also the CEO of LaVert Entertainment. We've also had on the show tonight Miss Belinda Michaels, actress, director, singer, casting agent, like I said, a quadruple threat. And, I mean that in the best way, not in a mean way. A very talented actress. I thank you all for listening to the Angela Butler Show Talk with Angela Butler. This has been the best of Angela Butler, my guest. I have informed, entertained, and hopefully enlightened you. Also, I have a recommended reading tonight. It is called A Black Achievement. Salute to Black Historic Black Achievers. And also, I like to talk about the Digital Conglomerate magazine, where we are more than just a magazine. We are a lifestyle. You can Google the Digital Conglomerate magazine, or you can call Garland McCullough at 206-279-1712. Again, that's the Angela Butler Show. The Show Talk with Angela Butler is brought to you by the Digital Conglomerate magazine and also Exquisite Design Company, which brings your living our office space to live with our customized design services. You can visit them online, or you can call Garland McLaughlin at 206-279-1712 and leave them a message and receive a call and a consultation. That's it for the show talk with Angela Butler. I appreciate you tuning in tonight. Thank you. Bye.